This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Great big chunks of this economy are slowing down. They are stopping, in point of fact, with this pandemic. One that's not, thankfully for all of us, is grocery stores. Yes, things are different. Long and socially distant lines. Less stuff on the shelves for the moment. But still, real consumer demand and need. So we have circled back to some of the people we have been talking to for a year or more now about their buying habits to see what they have noticed as they are stocking up.
Hi, this is Kaya Price-Dennis from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And with the coronavirus starting, my son is back home from college. My daughter is also here. So there are three adults in the house all day, every day, eating three times a day, plus a couple snacks. So we'll see how that goes. One thing I'm very happy about is we buy food in bulk, and I can get chicken breasts at $1.69 a pound, whereas if I go to a grocery store or Sam's Club, it's like $2.29 to $2.99 a pound. So we'll see how shopping holds up.
This is Ernesto from Chicago. So with everything going on, got some pasta, got some canned goods. It was funny looking at some of the shelves. Everything else is gone but gluten-free pasta. So I guess, you know, the idea is that some things will not sell, not even if the apocalypse is upon us.
This is Kelly Koletsky in Columbus, Ohio. There weren't many fresh vegetables. There was absolutely no meat, and the refrigerated shelves were totally empty. The frozen food aisles were barren, but at least they did have milk and bread. I managed to buy a few staples, but, you know, most of the store brands and name brands of canned goods were gone, so I wound up having to pay a good bit extra for like specialty and organic foods because really it was the only option available. But at the end of the day, I was happy to be able to leave with what I got.
This is Ellen Murphy calling from Mission Hills, Kansas. Hanging up in the hen house grocery store that I went to is a sign that says, you know, if you're a laid off worker from a restaurant, please come see the manager. So I went to the manager and talked to her, and they're trying to get people to work overnight so they can stock. And she said they're not having any trouble getting deliveries. You know, if their stuff is still coming in, but they need a lot of people to keep getting it on the shelves.
That was Kaya Price-Dennis in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Ernesto from Chicago, he asked us not to use his last name. Kelly Koletsky in Columbus, Ohio, and Ellen Murphy, she is in Mission Hills, Kansas. Speaking of store shelves, as we were just there, tune into the Marketplace Morning Report tomorrow. David Brancaccio is going to have an interview with a guy who knows a thing or two about supermarkets. Rodney McMullen runs Kroger, and he is hiring.